everyone. As you can see, we have somebody we're very familiar with, Steve Wright, who's preaching for us today. And I'll just sit down and get the medicine. Is it switched on? Yes, it is. Just the notices and family news. Julie Payne's mother, Beryl, she's been in hospital for the last 2 weeks. Would you remember her, please, in your prayers? Betty is continuing to make good progress. Dave Brown has found a part-time job, so all very pleased about that. Nanette and Dave are struggling as her memory deteriorates. Sue Rogers sends her love. We've got a few notices. Volunteers are needed on Good Friday and donations of hot cross buns. If you can help, please speak to Anne, Carol or Rachel. There's a board at the back as well on which you can sign up. We need to know a rough idea of numbers for catering purposes. If you are, coming to the Easter breakfast communion on Easter Sunday. and I don't know if that's on the board as well, is it, David? Yeah, okay. Sue has an announcement as well.
Please be seated, sorry. mine is just about the Tuesday lunch. It was, as you all know, to be the 11th. Tuesday the 11th of April, it's now been moved to the 18th. So you need to see me again if you can come, and or tell other people that you know that it's not the 11th, it's now the 18th. Okay? Thanks very much. Thank you.
Good morning and a very warm welcome into our morning service. It is good to see you all again. It's been about 14 months, I think, since I was here. But it's good to come back and see you all. And I was saying to Karen that things don't change very much. And it's like that at Stockingford as well. Things don't change very much. But it gives us that feeling of security of when we come into church, that it's, yeah, we do have to change at times, but it does give us that security that we know where we're coming, we know what's here, and most of all we know that God is here, and that is the main thing. Just a little update on Stockingford. Our numbers are holding up, average of around 15 or 16 each time we meet. We do only have two services a month, but we do get 15, 16 there. Last weekend we held our church anniversary and we celebrated 125 years of worshipping on the site at Crossroad there in Stockingford. It was the 17th of March 1898 when 400 people walked from the old tin chapel just a little bit further down the road into this brand new building that they'd had built. 400 people. And I look at our church at Stockingford, I mean, it's nowhere near the size of this. It's probably half the width, probably the same length. We've got a balcony at the back, but nothing down the sides. And I said, you'd never get 400 people in here. But we decided that they must have been outside. And I mean, Croft Road that we're based on now is a very, very busy road. But probably back in 1898, it would have been a dirt track or something. So we did celebrate that last week, and we had a great weekend. Our numbers were a little bit down on the Sunday, but with it being Mothering Sunday, I suppose that was only to be a little bit expected. But we did have a lovely church anniversary coffee morning on the Thursday when we had quite a number. When we did have quite a number come in. So our celebrations were good. And they knew I was coming here today, and they asked me to bring their sincere Christian greetings to you all and wish to be remembered to you all. Mum sends her love. Those of you that know Mum, she's not very well at the moment. She's suffering quite a bad bout of bronchitis. She's just about to finish the second course of her antibiotics, and she really isn't a lot better. So I think we shall be phoning the doctor again next week. It isn't COVID. We've done a test and that came negative, which we thank God for. But she's not very well. I thought yesterday I was going to have to ring 111. She really did deteriorate. But she went to sleep, and when she woke up, she was quite a bit better. So so we just pray that Mum will recover and the antibiotics will do their work. And we have a funeral tomorrow. Mum's sister passed away a couple of weeks ago. So I think that's knocking her about quite a bit as well. And they say when you get older, it takes longer to get over things. Well, I'll let you know when I get there. But Mum is 96 going into 97 very soon. So, it does take a little bit longer to get over things these days. But she does send her love. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give up his life for a ransom for many. Let us worship God. And let us begin our worship as we sing our first hymn, Father, We Love You.
Thank you.
And let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we thank you for your goodness and mercy, which follow us all the days of our life. We thank you for the world you created, and for making us male and female in your own image. We thank you for your patience with us, and your kindness towards us. Though we rebelled against you, you sent your Son to draw us back to you. Taking the form of a servant, he humbled himself, accepting even death on a cross. In his living and his dying, he showed us the greatness of service, the strength of weakness, and the power of love. You raised him from death and exalted him in heaven. In your name, you have sent your Holy Spirit to strengthen us for service. For your acts of grace and love, we praise you and thank you now and forever. Merciful God, we confess our failings and failures. We have been half-hearted disciples of Jesus. We have sung his praises, but we have not followed in his steps. We have not been willing to take up the cross. We have not served others as he has served us. We ask you to forgive us, and to help us to be better disciples, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so we sing our next hymn, which is God of Grace and God of Glory.
Thank you.
Can we just bring that fifth verse back up,
Heather, please? Thank you. That's wonderful. The word throughout the service this morning is about serving. And in here we have, grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving thee whom we adore. And that's what we're here for, isn't it? That we serve God. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And we should live as he lived. And we'll be looking at that a little bit later. But that last part of that fifth verse, grant us wisdom. We need the wisdom. What do we do? You know, we need that wisdom. Then we need the courage to do it. That's probably harder than granting the wisdom. We need the courage to go out there and serve. And whatever we do for others, we do for thee whom we adore. Let us serve. And now I believe Malvolio is going to bring our Bible reading to us.
Morning. Our reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, from verse 20 to verse 28. A mother's request. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with their sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can't, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those whom they have been prepared for by my Father. When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. These are the words of God.
Thank you, Malvolio. You know, I do keep in touch with you, because on a Tuesday night, I'm a part of Richard and Malvolio's Bible study group. So we do meet every Tuesday night. So I am still in touch with Hinckley through that medium. But we do meet on Zoom, and it's lovely to come over and see Richard and Malvolio actually in the flesh, as it is. Zoom is a wonderful thing, and it got us through the pandemic, and I think it brought us out the other side quite well. But you know, there's nothing quite like seeing you in the flesh and seeing you face to face. And it is lovely to see you both. And thank you for reading that for us today.
And such our next hymn. Our next hymn is From Heaven You Came, The Servant King. As we were singing through that hymn, I thought I could almost tear my sermon up. I'm not going to. But I just felt that I could tear it up, because the words in that hymn just say it all. And yeah, it's very poignant to today's service. So Dave, we're going to have the offertory now, please. These stewards will wait upon you. Dear Lord, we bring these, our monetary gifts, before you. But Lord, not only these monetary gifts, but the money that's been given through standing order as well. And Lord, we bring them both to you now. But Lord, we not only bring our money, but we bring our lives too. And Lord, we would just pray that both will be used for the furtherance of your kingdom here in this place and beyond. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And now we come to our, what we like to call in our church is prayers of intercession. What I like to call is prayers for others. And towards the end of this prayer, we'll have a time of quiet so that you can bring people that you know, that I don't know, to the Lord. And you can lay them at his feet and pray over them. So we will be having a short period of quiet towards the end. So let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to the time in our service when we pray for other people. Sometimes, Lord, I think, where do I start? There are so many people in need of prayer. But thankfully, we know you as an all-seeing God who sees much more than we could ever know or understand. But Lord, we do ask that you hear our prayers this morning as we leave them at your feet. Firstly, Lord, we begin with our world. So many areas of unrest, disputes, rivalries that cause friction between people. People of the same nation as well as differing nations. Greed, wanton and power being the motivation causing the uprising among nations. We hear so much today around climate change and how the world is changing because of what we are pumping into the atmosphere. Lord, you put us on this earth to be good stewards of what you had created. Oh dear Lord, it looks like we're making a mess of it. Help us, Lord, to protect your wonderful creation, made for our benefit, not our destruction. We pray now for our town of Hinckley, with all its issues and problems and all the good things that happen in our town, for which we give thanks. We pray for the hospital, the ambulance, paramedics, the police force and the firemen, all who work in very difficult situations, but to help us in our time of need. Lord, we lift to you now those who are sick, and especially those in our fellowship here. We pray for the healing in the name of Jesus. Those who are lonely, we pray for support. For the homeless, we pray for shelter. We pray for work for the jobless. And we pray for comfort for those that mourn. And now we'll have a time of quiet when you can bring people who you know personally to our Lord. Lord, hear our prayers this morning as we confess you as our Lord and Saviour. And now let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Sorry, Dave, we're going to sing again now, please. Our next hymn, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
Thank you.
The one thing I do miss not being here is the hymns upon the screen. At Stockingford we still have our books, and having them up on the screen, it might just, I don't know, just give you a freedom that you don't get when you're holding a book. I've told you before about my singing voice, I'm not going there again. It still hasn't changed. But I still love the singing from the screen. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent, known as Passion Sunday. As we look at Passion Sunday today, we see a change of mood in our Lenten studies. This is the first Sunday of the Passion, and we begin to focus much more clearly on the sufferings of Christ as we prepare for Holy Week and look towards Good Friday. Our Bible reading comes after Jesus had spoken about his death for a third time. After this, the wife of Zebedee came to Jesus with her two sons and asked that they would be able to sit at the right hand and the left hand of him when he became king. The woman had obviously understood the fact that Jesus was king, but not understood the suffering her sons would need to undertake to be on the same level as Christ. When Jesus asked them if they could drink from his cup, they said they could. And Jesus said that they would be able to. But it was not his decision of who would sit at the right and the left hand. Perhaps the mother was trying to get her sons ahead of the game when it came to their position in heaven. And as we had Mothering Sunday last week, when we celebrated our mothers, who can blame her for doing her best? The other 10 disciples were angry, probably thought they were trying to push in on the position that they probably thought they deserved. But Jesus called them together and put them straight on that point. He said that if you want to be great, then you have to be the servant of the rest. Verse 28 of our Bible reading ended, like the Son of Man, who did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life to redeem many people. What right have we got to expect to be served when Jesus lived his life serving others, even to the cross, which we will remember in a couple of weeks' time? Now, in our churches, we do not have a crucifix. We show an empty cross as we worship a God who is risen and is living. But in the run-up to Easter, I often find myself looking at a crucifix and meditating over the extremity of the actions of our Lord Jesus Christ. But after Good Friday, and Jesus' body has been taken down from the cross by Joseph of Arimathea, and placed in his tomb, then I go back to an empty cross. Jesus came to serve and not to be served. And I think that is something that we all need to pray and meditate over. We all have times, don't we, when we think, it's about time somebody did something for me. I do enough. Now surely it's my turn. We feel a bit down. Perhaps things have not been going our way. And we feel it's our turn to have something good done for us. It's human nature. So don't beat yourself up about it. But have a time in prayer. Come into the presence of the Lord. And I'm sure you will soon begin to pick up again. But whilst we are saying we should be serving, it's impossible for us to be everything to everyone all of the time. When God built us in our mother's womb, we were given certain gifts to use. God-given gifts. We can be uncertain of what these gifts might be. And we may start acting in a way in which we can harm others in our serving because we're using our own gifts rather than the gifts that God has given us. We begin to feel bogged down, and it's like we're walking through thick mud. Nothing is easy. Everything is a chore, and we end up failing at what we try to achieve. But by using our God-given gifts, I'm not saying that everything will be easy and plain sailing. It won't be. But at least we will feel better about what we're doing. And we will begin to show progress, and we will achieve what God is willing us to achieve. He will be behind us all the way, guiding us in the right direction, guiding us towards a goal that will be a benefit to all. We just need to be obedient. But that's another sermon for another day. Are you aware of your God-given gifts? You all have them. God didn't let any of us come into this world without a gifting. If you're unaware of your gifts, go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to reveal them to you, or ask an elder to pray with you so that you can be sure that you're living a life that God planned for you and not one that you're planning for yourself. I love what is the first and last verse of what will be our closing hymn. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. You see, it's not a one-way street. Yes, please have the grace to let me serve you in your needs, but I'll have the grace to let you serve me in my needs too. The woman who anointed the head of Jesus at Bethany. Jesus said she had prepared his body ahead of time for burial. Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. Jesus said, "You should then wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you. Now that you know this truth, how happy you will be if you put it into practice." Simon of Cyrene, who carried the cross when Jesus couldn't, after all the beating and the whipping that he'd undertaken. Joseph of Arimathea, who took the body of Jesus, wrapped it in a linen sheet before placing it in the tomb. Examples, and I'm sure there's plenty more, where an act of service was done gracefully. So, on this Passion Sunday, Jesus is looking towards Jerusalem and Calvary and thinking about what he is about to do in his service for mankind. Let us consider our God-given gifts and how we can use them in serving others. Amen. And now we do come to our closing hymn. That hymn, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You." Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. It's not a one-way street. Thank you, David. go out in the name of Jesus. Take up your cross and follow him. Be servants of others as Christ was servant of all. And know that he is with you now and always. And now let us show our love for each other as we say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.